I've been directly involved in the launch of over a dozen multi-site campuses through the churches I've led, and half of them have been in movie theaters. I'm convinced that every church leader should consider using a theater for your next campus or church plant. They're flexible, culturally relevant locations, typically in the center of the community that you're trying to reach. Regal is the only theater company with a dedicated team of full-time consultants ready to help your church launch and succeed in a movie theater. Check out RegalTheaterChurch.com for more information on locations your church could use.
Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast. Are you looking for practical ministry help to drive your ministry further, faster? Have a sinking feeling that your ministry training didn't prepare you for the real world? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in pursuit of stuff that we wish they had taught in seminary. Buckle up and let's get started with this week's Unseminary Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast. My name's Rich. I am so glad that you've decided to take some time out from your week. Happy Thursday. We hope as you get ready for this weekend that you find this encouraging and that this is a real positive part of your week. Today, we're honored to have Jared Hoag with us. He's with an organization called Creative Sheep. He, for years, was at Church on the Move. If you don't know Church on the Move, that's really a church you need to be, following, getting to know. They're in Oklahoma, three campuses. Creative Sheep, though, this is his, full-time gig, or where he spends his days, is devoted to helping churches communicate God's love through excellent content. And they create all kinds of products to enhance the message of your church. And so we're so glad to have you here. Jared, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh man, Rich, thanks for having me. Love the show. Love what you guys are doing.
Nice. Now you actually have just kind of transitioned. You've made a big move. So you're now with Adore Church in Boston, yes. Massachusetts. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, man, it was kind of a crazy transition. My business partner and best friend, Roman Johnson, helped my family and I drive up here to the East Coast, go Pats. Mm-hmm. It is a totally different part of the world up here. Mm-hmm. But I would say one of the biggest things I'm realizing, even though I've only been here now going on about 3 months at the time of this recording, mm-hmm. People are people. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs Jesus, just like we need Jesus. It's been a big transition. There's a lot of things that are different up here in the mm-hmm. in the Northeast. Especially mm-hmm. the amount of snow that we get. nice. But overall, man, it's all about people.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. So now, why don't you tell us about Creative Sheep? What is Creative Sheep? What do you do?
Yeah, so we, like you said, we communicate God's love through excellent content. Our whole objective is to resource churches with really high quality video and graphic design content. And mm-hmm. so we do custom work as well as off the shelf. We have prepackaged stuff available on our website, which in fact right now at the time of this recording, this isn't going to last forever. But if you go over to our website, you can actually pick up anything on our website right now, totally free. Mm. So these are sermon illustrations, invitation videos, countdowns, interactive countdowns, different things like that, totally mm-hmm. free, just in exchange for your email address.
Very cool. Well, I know you've been around kind of the creative side, you've been around the leadership side of, churches, and developing creative folks, communicators, folks on stage, production teams, that can be really difficult to do. I'd love to talk a little bit about that, kind of lean in on that today. What have you learned when it comes to kind of developing leaders?
That's the whole goal. I mean, the Bible lines it out pretty clearly that when we work in ministry, it says it in Ephesians 4:12, it's not our job to do the work of the ministry. Our job is to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. So our job is to find people that have a gift inside them, sometimes that may not even realize that they have a gift inside them, and pull that gift out. And so, that's one big thing that we were striving for at Kids on the Move. As the children's ministry, we kind of viewed ourselves as the pipeline, that mm-hmm. we are the pipeline creating the next generation of leaders for the church, and not just Church on the Move, but the church. Mm. And so our whole objective was to go recruit folks, get them plugged into the system, and then let them deploy their gifts. And we weren't foolish about it. That's mm-hmm. that's one thing I don't want to misconstrue here, is that we didn't go from 0 to 100 overnight. It wasn't that we just started handing people messages and like, all right, you're up next weekend. No, there was a process and a system in place that I'm happy to talk about if you want to. Mm-hmm. But really, it all stemmed from that verse, Ephesians 4:12. Our mm-hmm. job was to develop people.
Right. I'd love to jump into that process. Give us a sense of, what does that look like? What steps would you take people through to identify and then release them?
Yeah, so honestly, Rich, the identification process really was we just started with what we have. The Bible lines out a very clear process, I believe, and a business strategy, if you will, or in this case, a strategy for building a communicator team. Jesus talked about going to Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And a friend of mine, his name's Matt, he's the one that actually pointed this out to me, that this is a strategy, and that you start in Jerusalem. That's the people that you know. And so what we did is we started with volunteers that were already on our teams. And we had kind of shifted from a culture of volunteers coming and holding the doors, being crowd control, making sure no kids escaped, basically, during the service, to we wanted to give ownership to our volunteers. And so, like I said, we would go recruit. And I love telling this story. There's a guy on our team. His name is Kent. Kent was a volunteer. He was an amazing small group leader in our fifth and sixth grade environment. And I remember one Saturday evening after the service, I just walked up to him and I was like, "Hey man, would you be interested in hosting a game?" And he's like, "What do you mean by that?" And so I just kind of walked him through the process, and he's just like, "Yeah, I think I could do that, but just so you know, I'm never going to do a message, so don't even ask." And so we put him in the system, and I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. But the system was, so we start out in that we had them co-host a game, and they weren't even up on the stage in front of anybody. They would start out in the audience. And so the reason why we did this is that it would give them the opportunity to just get comfortable holding a microphone, hearing their voice come through the speakers, interacting with the crowd, that kind of thing. But the pressure wasn't on them because we had a host up on the stage that was actually facilitating this game. Well, then the next step is that they would actually go up on stage and either co-host from the stage or actually host themselves on the stage. And again, a game, it's pretty low risk. If they mess it up, the service hasn't been screwed up too bad. And then so once they get comfortable there, then they would go to maybe telling a Bible story or an offering talk or something like that. Basically, we had a three-tiered system, and it was literally just one, two, three. It was games, offering and Bible story, and then we called it an illustration or illustrated sermon, basically a message at that point. And so that was our process of putting people through this. And it was all about steps and stages. And throughout this process, there was a lot of feedback. Because not every communicator that came into the program moved along at the same pace or really moved along at all. We did have to have a few uncomfortable conversations and just like, you know, this may not be your gift, but we want to help you find your gift. And so, and even with our feedback, it was all about what's one thing you can do to get better for next week. Not how can we fix everything for next week, which I think can be the propensity of us as leaders is like, here's everything you did wrong, now fix it all for next week. It was all just, we're going to focus on one thing. So your energy needs to be higher. And you know, we would even ask them, what did you think before we gave any feedback? And oftentimes they were harder on themselves than we were on them. So it was all about that one step forward. What are you going to do? What's the one thing you're going to do? Because we're in this for the long haul, not just trying to make you better by next week.
Very cool. I love that idea of, you know, small incremental steps that it's not like, hey, we're just going to throw you know, into the deep end. Did you have similar kind of steps in other areas, say with you know, the music people or with production folks? Was there a similar idea like that?
Absolutely. Every program we did was essentially structured the same way. So whether it was communicator, singer, production, small group leaders, our service directors, even with our staff to a certain degree, Rich, it was all our mantra. Every meeting we would break it down, everybody hands in, and we broke down to one step forward. That was our whole objective is, and it was an idea we stole from Malcolm Gladwell. He wrote in one of his books that oftentimes people will go on a diet and they want to lose 50 pounds overnight, and then they quit after about a week because it's not happening. It's this whole idea of how can I get 1% better, not 50% better. So what's the one thing I can do this week to get a little bit better? And then those incremental steps add up, which is scriptural. The Bible talks about how our steps are ordered of the Lord. And so So yeah, the whole mantra was one step forward, and every program was structured that way. Singers had a three-tiered system. Production had a three-tiered system. Small groups had a three-tiered system. Like, literally everything we did was built around this one hub to grow people.
Very cool. I also know that, you know, Church on the Move has a pretty aggressive internship program, that it's like a big part, you know, and you know, it really is, you know, in a kind of a leadership development engine. I wonder if you can give us a bit of a peek inside that. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I can talk specifically more about the kids side of the other side. But with that, we basically came in when I took over the internship for Kids on the Move. It was much more of like a creative internship, so to speak, much more art driven. So designers, videographers, that kind of thing. We wanted to expand that because we knew we had people in the church that had a call to ministry, but that didn't know how to design and had no interest in that, but were more interested in the pastoral side of ministry. And so we made a few tweaks to the internship program and saw it grow, actually, over the course of the couple of years that we had that. In the first year, we had four people come into the program. Second year, we had eight come into the program while keeping three of the previous four. But really, it was, again, it goes back to that same idea of with our volunteers. This is the pipeline. I mean, kids ministry is where people, you can start. And not that kids ministry isn't the lifelong for some people, but at the same time, kids ministry and youth ministry, in my opinion, is like the best place to start.
So true.
If you want to go into full-time ministry, even like if you're not involved in ministry at all and you're wanting to get involved, start in kids and youth. It is
very true.
Seriously, if you can teach kids, you can teach anybody. If you can teach youth, you can teach anybody. You learn so much, and honestly, it's because it's like you're running a small church with a safety net. And so I can't recommend it enough. And I know I kind of diverted from the question there. I hope that helps about the internship there.
No, that's good. Yeah, and I've said the same thing. Some of the most creative people in the local church are kids folks, people who are working within kids ministry. They, you know, there's if you can keep people's attention at that age, you may be able to do it when they're adults. You might have a chance to, you know, to do that. Now, can you give us a bit of an insight into how, you know, your work with The Door and how Creative Sheep and all that fits together? What does that look like for, you know, for you personally?
Yeah, so it is a wild ride right now. There's just a lot going on. And honestly, I don't have a perfect balance where, like I said, we've only been here for 3 months. We just moved into our house. We lived with family up here for 2 months, which provides some challenges. And it was amazing that they let us live with there. But so honestly, man, we're still figuring out so much right now. It's just fitting things in where we can, and constantly remembering why we came here, which is to help build this church.
This is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Well, we're going to jump into the lightning round, that part of the episode where we ask similar questions of everybody that's on the show. Super excited to have Jared Hogue with us today from the Creative Church, from the Creative Sheep and Adore Church. What's an online resource you're using these days that's helping you in your ministry?
You know, there's three things that if I can throw three at you that I don't know how I'd be able to breathe without these. Google Drive is a lifesaver, Dropbox, and Basecamp. Those three things keep me on track. Of course, my calendar, but those three things keep everything in one central place so that my brain knows where to go.
Nice. Yeah. Do you guys use Basecamp for kind of tracking projects within, you know, Creative Sheep?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Especially now being 1500 miles apart. Yeah. I don't know what would happen if we didn't use it.
Yeah, definitely. Very cool. What's a book you've read in the last, I don't know, maybe 6 months to a year that's shaping your thinking or ministry?
Oh man, that's a great question. I would probably say, man, you know, not to be cliche, but really I've been diving into characters in the Bible.
Yeah, totally.
And studying the life of Abraham and Jonah and like, just blowing my mind. And you know, one tool I will recommend for any leader out there, and I don't even know how you pronounce it properly, it's either Haley's Bible Handbook or Hallie's Bible Handbook. Okay. I'm not sure the pronunciation. That is one of the best tools for reading the Bible I've ever had.
Nice. Very cool. What's another church or ministry that inspires you, that you look at and think like, wow, that's that we need to learn from them and grow as we, you know, as we watch them?
You know, probably just like everybody else, Life Church. Craig Rochelle and the team at Life Church, they're just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it's so true.
I love them. My brother-in-law is actually on staff there, right. And hearing the inside, like, it's not just a facade you see from the outside. Like, they're the real deal.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm sure keeping everything on the rails is takes a lot of work, time, effort, and energy. What do you do for fun when you just want to, you know, kick back and relax a little bit?
I love hanging out with my family. And then in addition to that, I love playing ice hockey.
Nice.
And I, for the first time in my life, this was something on my bucket list. Moving up here to New England, I got to play pond hockey.
Nice.
And so it was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jared, I really appreciate being on the show today. If people want to get in touch with you or with the Creative Sheep, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can email me simply Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at creativesheep.org. Again, nice. That's Jared at creativesheep.org. And of course, I'm on social media at Jared A. Hoag.
Great. Good stuff. Appreciate you being on the show today, Jared.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.